Blog Talk Radio.
Us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
Okay, I'm on my phone. Can you hear me now? Yes? No? Maybe? Hello? Hello? Goodbye? Hello? Okay, finally. You guys are kind of slow on the uptake there, you know? I need answers faster than that. Come on, get with me.
No, that was not Harry Secombe. That was Mario Lanza.
Okay. So, similar. I mean, they're both opera trained, and they both got those beautiful voices, but that was Mario Lanza. So, maybe we'll play Harry Secombe another time. We've played him before. We've played Mario Lanza before. It's just, it's glorious. I love it. Okay. What I'm going to do to start this off, kids, is I've got the New International Version of the Bible, and I am going to read the 23rd Psalm because it just seems to follow the Lord's Prayer so nicely. So I'm going to do that, and it's not going to be the King James, so it's not going to seem super familiar, but it says the same thing, okay? The Lord is my shepherd, nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 23rd Psalm. I used to recite that every night before bed. I should start that again because it's so comforting. Very comforting. And it used to be when I was a kid, I thought, you pour oil all over my head. Ain't that kind of messy? But back in the day, that was a sign of blessing because it meant they had plenty. They had extra and abundance. And they were anointing your head, abundance, to bless you. And then you had to go wash your hair, but they didn't do that. They just didn't do that. It was a special thing. So I imagine the housekeeper wasn't real happy, but that's okay. They didn't have housekeepers either. So, hey, it was okay. I just wanted to, it just occurred to me that I needed to start with that today. We need to be reminded that God takes care of us. We have everything we need. We might want more. We might want something different. We might want extra. But we have everything we need. He makes sure that we want for nothing. We have what we need. And if you pray, maybe you'll get something extra. You never know. Hello there, Sue. How are you, darling?
I'm pretty good. You doing okay?
Oh yeah, I've been exercising and then mowing the lawn, so I've got some sore muscles. But other than that, I'm pretty good.
Well, great. So, at least you're getting that grass done. Has it been pretty hard on you?
Yeah, because it's like it's like hay. I'm not mowing grass. I am mowing a hay field. So, you know, it's I was thinking that yesterday when I was mowing it down. It was like, okay, I get the rake out and I could sell this. Just rake it up and have them come in and load it on the truck. But, yeah, it bogged down and killed the mowers three times. When I was mowing yesterday, I started across that back. Not so bad on the front because I've mowed that before, but I hadn't gotten to the side yard or the backyard, and I was mowing the side yard. I got the front done. I was mowing on the side yard, and it's so tall back there, a real thick mower full, I guess you could put it, and the mower decides that, nope, sorry, I ain't doing that. And it just kind of sputters and dies. So I'm recharging the batteries to see if that might help. If I got stronger batteries and more juice, it might work better. So I just got to get through it as best I can because that's all I got, you know.
It'll work out. You'll get it fixed. You'll get it
done.
Well,
the neighbor across the street has offered to help me, but then his mower broke down. So... You know, the willingness is there, but the equipment isn't. So I'll just do the best I can, and I'll get through it when I get through it. And, oh, well, at least it quit mowing or quit raining for a couple of days so I could mow. That's something, I guess. So
it's been really cloudy
here.
All right.
Huh?
Being really
cloudy. Well, yeah, that's
all right.
Well, honey, no rain is a temporary situation here.
Anyway. Okay.
That's why it's a hay field instead of a yard. So, you know, it's just that's just how it's going. And that's just, you know, you work with what you got. And you just kind of sing a song and keep a good attitude, and you'll eventually get through it. It's just going to take a little more. That's all right. Take a little more effort. Like I said, I can always rake it and rick it up and sell hay, whatever. You need a pickup load? Hey, come on by. I got at least 3 pickup loads. We can do that.
Well, you know what was weird? About 2 or 3 days ago, I woke up kind of early, and there was something in the back of my hair, my neckline, that was itchy and scratchy. And I finally found it and pulled it out, and it was a piece of my hair along with a piece of grass.
Well, you've been going laying out on the lawn at night and not telling anybody?
No, I have not been outside. No, isn't that strange? But anyway, it was stuck in there, too. I had to get the scissors to cut it out. But then it happened again, and I thought, my God, what is going on? I don't know.
You're sleepwalking, girl. I can tell you, right, you're sleepwalking, and you're taking a blanket out in the yard, and you're spreading that blanket out, and you're lying out there and looking at the stars at night, and that's how you're getting grass in your hair.
Hmm. Oh, well.
You had to think about that, though, didn't you? Hey,
yeah.
Well.
Oh,
see,
boy,
I go out and I sit on the grass when it's not too terrible wet, and I go out and sit on the front steps or what. So I can understand me having a bug stuck in my hair. I had a cicada fly at me and get in my hair night before last. I could not find that sucker. You know, he showed up on the back of my couch last night. So I put him in a jar and took him outside. I don't squash him. The only bugs I kill are the roaches, and I spray them. I don't squash them. Yeah. But
well,
I catch the cicadas and grasshoppers and stuff. I just catch them in a jar and put them outside. It's all right. Even the spiders. I'll catch them and put them outside.
Hmm.
I have
well,
a kind heart. What can I tell you?
Well,
actually,
really
what it is, I don't want to clean up bug guts all over.
Yuck. Yeah. Well.
Hey, you know, that's reality, sweetie. You start scorching bugs and you got to clean up bug guts. So I just don't do it.
You have some good music today?
Yes, I have some good music. John came through with some fantastic stuff. It's going to be a very nice, peaceful show today. We have some up-and-jumping music, but not a whole lot. But it's going to be such a real nice show. And we're going to start it off with a guy named Ron Canole. And the song is called, and this video is so powerful because he goes down on his knees on the stage and prays this song.
Wow.
It's beautiful. It's called I Will Come and Bow Down.
I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord. In your presence is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. Yes, I bow down, Lord, before you. Without hesitation, without reservation, Lord. Because I love you. And I thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your love. I bow down before you, Lord. And I don't care who sees me, Lord. Because I love you and I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of what you've done for me, Lord. Heaven is your throne. The earth is your footstool.
take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. There is nothing. It's my pleasure to love you, Lord. It's my pleasure to glorify you, Lord. It's my pleasure to
I just have to love that song. Kind of, if you just let yourself listen to it, it kind of just wraps itself around you and covers you up. You know, not in a bad way. It's just good, peaceful, and comforting. I love it. I love it. Okay. I'm having a problem seeing today. I got to get new glasses. This is terrible. My readers just don't quite cut it anymore. I'm going to have to get prescriptions. Oh, goodness. Oh, I'm going to have to just break down and get some real glasses instead of these $5 and $6 specials. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm going to play a fun one. I think it's, if I remember it right, it's a fun one. There's Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. Far Side Banks of Jordan.
I believe my steps are growing wearier each day. Still I've got another journey on my mind. Lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay. And my one regret is leaving you behind.
But if it proves to be his will that I am first to cross, and somehow I've a feeling it will be, when it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, or I will be the first one that you'll see.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. Through this life we labor hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes.
So I'll just rest here on the shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching.
They just need a different ending on me. That was okay. I liked that ending. That was good. Okay, guys, I had to get some Johnny Cash stuck in there. You know, it just felt like we needed some Johnny Cash. So I did. Here's a really good one, though. I couldn't decide if this was the person's name that's singing the song or if it was part of the title. I'll just read it all together the way that they put it in there, and you guys can figure it out. How's that sound? It's called Father, Forgive Them Measles. M-I-Z-O. I don't know. I kind of took it as a name, but I don't know. It's a cute little gal. But here's the song, and it's a nice song, too.
Jesus died for me.
I had to read for Jill. Okay. That was cute. That was pretty cute. Anyway, I'm going to do one of my favorite songs John sent this morning. And I don't know if he was aware this is one of my favorites or not, but I used to sing this in church as a solo up in front right before invitation. This was, well, it doesn't really need much of an introduction. Just listen to the song, and it says everything. Just listen to it. It's Alan Jackson. The song is Just...
Because I
about that for a second. God doesn't require you to do anything special. He doesn't require you to dress up in your Sunday best clothes. He doesn't require you to have your hair done or even to have your face washed if you've been outside rolling in the mud. He doesn't need you to do anything. You don't have to be special. You don't have to look special. You don't have to dress special. All he wants is for you to come to him. You come to him with your broken heart. You come to him with your regrets, with your pain, with pain that you've caused others, maybe. You come to him with everything in your life. You come to him with things that aren't right, that aren't good, that are ugly and dirty. And you come to him with the beautiful things, the good things that you've done, the good things that have been done to you, the wonderful things that you feel, the thankfulness that you have, others for others. You take everything to him. You just come as you are. Nothing special, nothing great, just exactly the way you are. And you just lay it at his feet. Put it in his lap. Fill his hands with it. Whatever you want to do, that's all he wants. Nothing special, nothing great. Just you. Everything you are and everything you have. Just you. And give it to him. And he will wash it and mend it, iron it, fold it, and hand it back to you and say, honey, you're pure and clean and you're mine. Now go back and try to live the way Jesus showed you. When you break, when you hurt, bring it on back and we'll fix it again. It's okay. As long as you're trying, you're still my child, and you always will be. Just bring it on back. It's how a father should be. That's where our fathers get the love in their hearts for us. It's from the Lord. That's why it's so special when you meet someone that that you can say to and that says to you, I love you just the way you are. Anything for me. Just exactly as you are. That's how I love you. That comes from God. So remember that. Remember that. And that's all you need to do. Nothing special, nothing great, nothing new and different. Just you. And he'll make it fresh and new and clean. And there you go. That's what that song means to me. And if you were listening to it, I hope that's what you got from it too. Because that's a special feeling. It really is. And when you can be loved like that, you know that God loves you like that. That's all you need. And you can pass that on to everybody around you. And you see the smiles grow. You see the joy come into being. That's what it's supposed to be, guys. That's what it's supposed to be. All right? Now I'm going to play one that I know you're all going to love. I love it. It's one of my favorite hymns. And I know it is one of Elvis' favorite hymns, too.
Oh,
That's one of those where you have to wait till the echoes die down. I love that. That's always been one of my favorites, one of my fantastic favorites. Okay. Here's one that John sent me this morning by Daniel and Emma Lynn Blick. It's called It Finished.
That awesome day when the earth grew dark and the rocks of the fields put in two, when the Savior cried, "It is finished, now I've done what I came here to do." Turn away, and his son took on him our sin. Him keep me clean, I find in Jesus alone.
Oh, yeah. Got to have that little electric slide guitar in there. That's kind of cool. Oh, they used to have those a lot. You know, when I was a kid, it seemed like all the country musicians had those slide guitars in their bands. You don't hear them very much anymore. They don't do it anymore. I wonder why. It was always kind of neat. Oh, well. Tennessee Ernie Ford, one of my favorite basses. Now, you guys know the other, that, you know. But Tennessee Ernie was my first favorite bass. So here is he doing I'm Coming Home.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming.
Don't you just love that voice? That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a couple of, there's a couple other basses. And here's one. We all love this.
In a land of cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Look away,
Yeah. And you gotta love the endings where JD sings, he always just slips right down in the basement. I love that. I love that.
He does.
Yeah, and I think they don't have stairs into that basement. They got just a slide. It's not even a ramp. It's a slide. You know, slide down in the basement. I think it's great. I always loved that when a bass could do that. It was, oh, man. I just keep waiting for him to, okay, one more floor. Go down one more.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. I just always love that. Okay. Here's a song that I've never heard before. Of course, we've got a few of them today I've never heard before. This is one I've never heard before. It is Audrey Assad, and it's featuring Fernando Ortega. I have played a couple of songs from Fernando Ortega. He's doing the harmony on this one with Audrey. This is called Oh, the Deep Love of Jesus.
Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus.
Nice and sweet. It just kind of mellows you along, doesn't it? It's nice. And that
good
was
song.
The tune to Morning Has Broken. Yeah. I'm sitting there going, I know that tune. I know that tune. I know that tune. And good old John, yes, he just pops right up there with it. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, that connection in my brain gets unplugged sometimes. And that's just all over. We don't pay any attention to it after that. All right, Oak Ridge Boys. They're doing Jesus Is Coming.
Humbling your hearts to God saves from the casting rod.
Seek the way
pilgrims trod, Christians away.
Are always great for getting your feet moving. Keeps your circulation up. We like that. We like that. I've got one here that was kind of surprised, and it took me aback for a second. There are three or four words in here that he gets wrong, but we can forgive him because he's Greek, so it's all right. But I think we'll recognize those words, and if you don't recognize those words, you need to go and relearn this song because it's one that you've known since you were a child, okay? It is titled, for YouTube's sake, it's entitled Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. It's actually the battle hymn of the Republic. So here's Demi Roussos singing a very American song, Glory, Glory,
My
Hallelujah,
have seen
the
glory of the
Republic.
Of the coming of the Lord. Is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of land are stored. He lost the faithful lightning of his terrible sweet soul. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory,
God is marching on. Glory.
At least he had the spirit of that song. Boy, he got it rolling. That was great. I thought he did a pretty darn good job. I liked that.
He did.
All right, now, we've got from October 2nd of 2017, John J.B. Burroughs, Peace in the Valley.
This is Take Two.
John sent me today by Kitty Cleveland, As I Kneel. My, very nice. It just kind of mellows you out, you know. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right, we're going to pick up on Helmut Lottie again. You know, he's, once you discover him, he's too good to just let him lie on his laurels. So we're going to make him sing again. You'll never, come on, there we go. You'll never walk alone.
At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on.
Singing a long time, he's still singing. So he's one of the good ones that hasn't departed yet. So that's awesome. I think that's awesome. We can still hear him. Okay. I'm going to do another Elvis song. And it's kind of like an eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I've got the rehearsal take 1, 2, and 3. Or I've got just regular straight. I'm going to play the rehearsal. Take 1, 2, and 3 of Only Believe.
All things are possible if you only believe. If you'll only believe, all things are possible.
here.
Don't.
That's the intro.
Charlie, don't stop giving hands.
Yeah, Charlie, don't chicken shit out now. Hang in there.
Thank you.
That was very enjoyable 7 minutes. Oh, I liked it. We have another good song. This is by a gal named Wanda Jackson. And if y'all remember correctly, she was Elvis' girlfriend at one time when she became a country singer. Well, you know what? She sings gospel too. So here is Wanda Jackson doing "The King Is Coming."
The marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors. In the courtroom, no debate. Work on earth is all suspended as the king comes through the gate. Oh, the king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the king is coming. The king is coming. Praise God, he's coming. Happy faces line the hallway. Those whose lives have been redeemed. Broken homes he has mended. Those from prison he has freed. Little children and the aged, hand in hand stand all aglow. Who were crippled, broken, ruined, dressed in garments white as snow. I can hear the chariots rumble. I can see the marching throng. The flurry of God's trumpet spell the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unfolding. Heaven's grand stands all in place. Heaven's choir is now assembled. Start to sing "Amazing Grace." Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the King is coming. The King.
Gotta love that. Oh, that was so cool. I like that song. Boy, she does that was really awesome.
Very nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
Very nice.
All right. Here is one by Bryn and Sally Hayworth. It's called "What Kind of Love Is This?"
What kind of love is this? That gave itself for me. I am the guilty one, yet I go free. What kind of love is this? Love I've
What kind of man is this that died in agony? He who had done no wrong was crucified for me. What kind of man is this who laid aside his throne?
Perfect love. The only perfect love. All right. Elvis again. February 16th of 1977. The only time this was performed live, according to what they said on the listing, where no one stands alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to do a song that I've never done on stage before in my life, and we have never rehearsed it, we've never done it, I've never sung it with the group, and it's a gospel song called "Where No One Stands Alone." I had to play the piano because, I know the chord changes. So. Fellas, "Where No One Stands Alone." Okay, so it'll be the Stamps and Cheryl Nielsen. Sound guys, okay? All right. Directional, I'm sorry, right in front of me. Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, "Oh Lord, don't hide your face from me." Like a king, I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call. But I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse than being alone. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day. Take my
Oh, yeah, there we go. Hey, are you guys ready for Sister Rosetta? Does anybody really want to hear Sister Rosetta?
Yeah.
I mean, God. Okay. All right, I'm going to take you at your word. Okay. Here we go. Sister Rosetta doing All Alone.
On Mount Olivet, exactly brown, Jesus spent the night in prayer. He's a pattern for us all alone. If we would only steal away in some portion of the day, we'll find it always pays to be alone. Yes, yes, some other day I like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell him all my troubles. Oh Lord, these I like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell him all my troubles all alone. There are days I like to be with the sacrifice and bless. There are days I like to be all alone. Oh yeah, that can never break apart to my weary, sin toasted heart. There are days I like to be all alone. Along. We can tell him all of our grief. He will give us quick relief. There are days I'd like to be all alone. Well, 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 there are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. Don't you know I can tell him all my troubles all alone.
She's a live wire. I'll tell you, she is.
She sure is.
Here's another one. Wow, and she just moves it right out, doesn't she? Marches down that road. You bet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have another one?
Marty. Huh?
Do you have another one?
Hey, I might. Hang on. Let me check.
Okay.
I mean, it's a shame to just stop at one Sister Rosetta song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. To just get you going.
Okay. Let's see. We want a moving one. We want a slower one. Okay, let's do this one. Didn't It Rain?
You know it rain, oh hot rain, rain too long, night rain, rain all day, rain all night, rain, rain, night rain, it rain, 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 rain. Rain, oh rain, rain, children, rain on my door, didn't it? Yes,
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that kind of fills up, tops off your tank, doesn't it? Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's, if I can get that to come back up here now. No, we don't want that one. Not that one. Not that one. Okay. I got to put both his names in there, not just one. Here we go. Here's Marty Stewart and the Superlatives, Down Jericho Road.
Well, Joshua was a holy man, charismatic leader of a backwoods band. Real righteous rock and roll and cat supreme, called to shine the light on Moses' dream. Stranded out in Egypt land, for 40 years stuck in sand, where everybody's wheels were turning slow. Here comes the story of the Jericho. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. God said, Joshua, go, cat, go. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Tremolo sword on divine appointment from the Lord of Lords. First thing he said was, Joshua, with the shoes you're on holy ground, ain't that good news? From Almighty God, the one you thanked when he split the waters at the Jordan's bank. You can step on into his perfect plan and walk all the way to the promised land. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Hurry up, boy, don't be slow. Boogie woogie down the Jericho led the wandering tribe through the wilderness. Built Jericho City with glittering sparks. Put a power on the people, lit a fire in their hearts. Hey, don't you know it was a sight to see? Joshua leading God's army. Six times one day it marched around, but on the seventh day the walls came down. When the dust settled down on that gospel blast, the promised land appeared at last. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road. Come on, Josh, you got miles to go. Boogie woogie down the Jericho Road.
Now, there's a mover and a shaker for you. That got your bones a-shaking. If it didn't, you're dead.
It sure is.
You know, that's the best way I can put it. Yeah, you know. How about Dolly Parton? Time
okay.
Religion. Yeah.
Give me that old time religion.
Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me.
All right. She can move it out too, can't she? You betcha. Okay. Here is the Statlers. And this is a memorial song, but that's okay. Because I think it's good enough to do any time, and it's important enough to do any time. We don't want to forget this either. This is more than a name on a wall.
Saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven. The words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall.
I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memory and the moments to recall.
Oh, yeah. That one always brings back memories.
Yeah,
if you've never seen that wall, comes, if they take portions of the wall around the country. So if that ever comes to someplace close to you, you got to go see it because they have other displays as well, like the Field Memorial for the fallen soldiers and the Korean. It's like the Korean version of the wall, and it's very touching. It'll make you cry. It'll make you cry. But I grew up in that era, the Vietnam War, so it means a lot. And I read every name on that wall the last time I saw it, the section that they took to my town. And I found some relatives on it that I didn't know had died in Vietnam. So that was weird, to say the least. But anyway, it's good to know that because otherwise you don't know those things. And if you can discover them, it's just something to add to your pool of family history. So it's a good thing. That's a good thing. Okay, I've got the Million Dollar Quartet, Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Well, then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Then he made my heart in love and wrote my name above. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right.
Jesus,
I'll tell him all about your troubles. He will hear our faint and cry, and he will answer. Well, when you feel a little fire, will turn, and you will know a little fire burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I'm blowing up on you may have doubts and fears. Your eyes be
filled with tears.
Oh, now my Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
Yeah.
Well, he wrote my name above, and he made my heart in love.
Oh.
Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make
it right.
Jesus gonna make it right.
A little million-dollar quartet just does you good every once in a while, you know? It just does you good. Hey, guys, you know what time it is? We come to the end here. I have one more song I'm going to play as an ending song, and it is a favorite. It was Elvis' favorite. I love it. It's fantastic, and I think a lot of you love it, too. And this one comes with a comment by J.D. at the beginning. He was talking to Mac Davis. So this is kind of special. It's really cool. But, hey, you know, I want to welcome you all. I want to thank you for being here. And I hope you felt the love and enjoyed the music and that it lifted you up and made you happy. Because that's what gospel's supposed to do. You know, and then you can go through your week and spread that happiness. Just, you know, smile at people you see in the grocery store or wherever you happen to be, walking down the street, whatever. They might lock you up for being a nutso, but that's okay. You smile at the people in the lockup. It's a good thing to spread your smile and your happiness. That's what we're supposed to do, okay? So just let everybody know that God makes your heart happy. Let them know. Come and join me on Tuesday. We got a really good show. It's not, we don't have a special going on Tuesday. It's just a regular show, but we've always got fantastic music, and you don't want to miss it. So come by on Tuesday and listen to the rock music and Elvis music and just feel good. It's feel-good music. It's feel-good music. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you, everybody out in internet land, for being here with me and joining us for this 2 hours of gospel music. I hope it did your heart good and made you happy. So, may God bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well, stay safe, and always stay happy. Bless you. And we'll see you Tuesday.
Very much a part of his life. You take every night before he went on stage, he would have us come in and sing for him. Gospel was, that's all he listened to, was gospel music. After every show, we had to go up and sometimes sing for 3 or 4 hours.
Well, J.D., is there one gospel song that you would say was Elvis's favorite?
Well, a song that he would sing would have to be How Great Thou Art. But a song that he would have the Stamps Quartet sing would definitely have to be Sweet, Sweet Spirit. I think he was asking God to give him the ability and the strength to do the very best show that he could.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord.
Something beautiful that Elvis said.
What's that?
Don't forget, angels fly because they take themselves so lightly.
Please.